Students with varying intellectual disabilities have enrolled in classes at the University of Arkansas this semester. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a special curriculum and campus support program have been developed to help students achieve college goals.
5,000 freshmen are settled into the University of Arkansas for fall semester. Three of them are Pioneer Scholars. Nick Lang, Mary Borman, and Grant Alley are students with intellectual disabilities enrolled in the Empower program. They take a short break from a seminar on campus this morning to discuss college life. Grant Alley, a 20-year-old, is from Little Rock. He's on the autism spectrum. He's already planning to attain an advanced degree.
A degree in the Masters of Sports or History, either one.
Alley's interests are World War II and civil rights and football. Like any freshman, being on campus with 27,000 other students can be challenging, he says.
Overwhelming, kind of, and shocking.
His preferred power spots on campus to chill out are the student union and attending Razorback games with his family. 19-year-old Mary Borman is a graduate of Fayetteville High School. She's considering an array of careers, including nursing, teaching exercise or dance, or computer science.
No offense, but we like to, hack other computers. And, of only the ones who are actually, bad people, I will hack them.
Borman is referring to computer forensics, investigating and catching criminal hackers. She says she wants to teach by day and catch hackers at night. Her life is already mapped out. And of the three students, she's most engaged with campus life. She's joined the UA Swim Club. She's an award-winning Special Olympian and is participating in Greek life.
College is supposed to be boring and serious, and so I want to do something fun. So I've been doing that.
Last summer, Mary was the recipient of a scholarship from Ruby's Rainbow, an organization that provides funding for young adults with Down syndrome pursuing post-secondary education and vocational training. Borman's $5,000 scholarship, provided by U of A alumni Liz and Trey Morris of Little Rock in honor of their son, Walt, covers the additional cost of support for an Empower program semester above and beyond tuition. 18-year-old Nick Lang from Dallas, Texas, is the only student living on campus in Holcomb Hall. He's chosen a twofold career path already.
Hotel hospitality or something with motivational speaking for kids like us who have intellectual disabilities.
Lang copes with several disabilities.
I am ADHD. I have depression and anxiety, and I stutter sometimes. It was really hard in high school for me because I would fall behind and not understand something. And with my anxiety, it would just make me feel like I was just inside this bubble. No one wanted to talk to me about it.
High school was tough, he says, but college seems really different.
Yes, this program already has given me so many sources, and the university itself, the Pat Walker Health Center, CAHPS, They have helped me a lot, and even the dorm life helps too. The RA is really helpful as well.
Nick Lang says being accepted into the University of Arkansas has been profound.
This program can show people that kids with intellectual disabilities like us can go to a college like Arkansas. We can do it.
Ashley Bradley, who has a master's in rehabilitative counseling, was chosen to direct the new program after a national search. Twice a week, she meets with students for an Empower seminar.
So we're here Mondays and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 11. A lot of what we do, we talk about some challenges, what they're doing in their other classes. Today, we are working on some assignments that are due in their other classes.
Bradley helped design the four-year non-degree pass-fail program.
We kind of went from a more segregated type setting to a more integrative setting. So at first, the curriculum was more of just Empower courses, and things like that. And then we kind of transferred our curriculum to, you know, these students should be involved in regular college courses.
Students select their field of study, later pursuing career internships. According to a U of A press release, Empower incorporates functional academics with lifestyle skill courses. Bradley says a fleet of mentors are on hand to accompany and assist the students, either individually or as a group.
You know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they all have different mentors, and so they can kind of go do their own thing.
Where are you finding the mentors?
A lot of them are with the special education department, so they launched a undergrad special education, but usually special education, and then we've also been utilizing the Volunteer Action Center, using them for peer mentors as well, and those are all different types of majors.
Bradley says as word spreads about the program, more students and faculty have contacted her. In the third and fourth year, the Empower course will integrate workplace experience, community integration, and independent living, gradually reducing mentorship support. To succeed, Empower students must demonstrate the ability to live independently, sustain employment, and socially integrate. In place of a diploma, Empower graduates receive certificates. Dr. Tom Smith, former dean of the College of Education and Health Professions, who is a professor of special education, is faculty sponsor of Empower and founder of the program.
And Empower stands for Educate, Motivate, Prepare, Opportunity, Workplace, Readiness, Employment, and Responsibility. And we think this fits perfectly with the post-secondary program for college students with mild intellectual disabilities.
He says the University of Arkansas is among a growing number of colleges embracing students with developmental and intellectual disabilities.
We are targeting young adults with mild intellectual disabilities or cognitive disabilities, and so these individuals could be classified as intellectually disabled or possibly autism spectrum disorders.
The program will accommodate up to 10 students who must provide 3 letters of recommendation from high school sources and confer with UA Empower program staff along with parent or guardians. This semester, 5 students applied.
2018, we anticipate 6 to 8 new students, and we will be adding an on-campus housing component. We think that's very important for the students to develop further along in their independent living skills and in their social skills, so we're really anticipating having a full, comprehensive college program for them.
Smith says they're cultivating awareness about the program.
The reaction on campus has been overwhelmingly positive. Ashley and I have met with the dean of the Fulbright College. Just this week, we met with the dean of Bumpers College and several of the department heads. We met with the department chair of communication because we want courses for our students that would be appropriate and so that they would learn some things. We've had more students volunteer to be student mentors than we have room for student mentors. So the campus is going to be tremendously supportive. We've met with the ASG president, and he wants ASG, the Association of Student Government, to get involved. So it's going to be a positive program for the entire campus and the entire Fayetteville community.
We'll check back with Empower students to see how they're progressing. And their job prospects post-graduation look excellent. According to the 2017 Disability Equality Index, a joint survey conducted by the U.S. Business Leadership Network and the American Association of People with Disabilities, more businesses, including Fortune 500 companies, are recruiting and engaging individuals with disabilities in the technology, financial, and healthcare fields. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.